This is KCUR 89.3. It's been 150 years since Charles Dickens toured the United States giving public readings of A Christmas Carol. After a decade at the Kansas City Repertory Theater, artistic director Eric Rosen told KCUR's Laura Spencer that he's finally done something he's wanted to do for years, write a new adaptation of the classic that stays truer to Dickens's own words.
And every year I've read the book again in prepping to think about Christmas Carol, and more thought about how much Dickens we weren't getting and how much of the original text, which I think is brilliant, our adaptation year after year was leaving out.
Well, you'd said that there were new things that you discovered as you were rereading the text, including humor. And I'm wondering how audiences might see that in your adaptation.
Sure. Well, Dickens is funny. And I had forgotten that, and Dickens is, of all of his books, he's the funniest in Christmas Carol. There's a sort of a wink, even in the preface, where he makes a kind of joking apology about offending people and how he opens the book. And he makes jokes all the way through it. The first line of the book is, "Old Marley was dead." The fifth line is, "Marley was as dead as a doornail. Mind, I don't mean to say what is particularly dead about a doornail. I would always thought a coffin nail was the deadest piece of ironmongery in the trade." So he makes a joke in paragraph one and does throughout. He has a good time as the narrator. And we've brought that, I think, into the spirit of the production, both in terms of Mark Robbins, who plays Charles Dickens, how he approaches the material, and how the whole ensemble relates to the story in a way that is, I think, very loving, very genuine, and hopefully really joyful and funny.
The casting this year, there will be some actors who are returning, including Gary Neal Johnson as Scrooge and Walter Coppedge, but other actors who will be new to the production. And how did you make those choices this year?
Well, the main thing that's different about this production is that it requires a lot more music. And for people who know my work, I do a lot of musical theater. I do a lot of integration of sound and music and live music into my regular plays. So I knew that it wanted to be much more musical. So one of the requirements was everyone has to sing. There are four actors dedicated to only singing. There's a quartet, some of our best singers in town, Lauren Brayton, Shanna Jones, John Michael Zerline, and Donovan Woods. And then there are four onstage musicians. So immediately that takes eight people out of the 19-person cast, dedicates them to music in a way that we've never done before. I also reduced the ensemble of children from 20 to 10. And they all have to sing. So there's a weight to how musical the show is that just made the casting requirements different than in other years. And then I went through and made sure, and I think one of the things I've been wise in having watched the show for 10 years and seen what audiences respond to and what they care about, that it preserves key traditions. Gary is part of that. Mark Robbins is part of that. Cheryl Weaver is part of that. Actors in tracks that we've recognized.
What do you think will be the most kind of visible change for people, for audiences?
I think what people will be surprised by is how much different the character of Scrooge is in the novel than in what we think about Scrooge, which is, I think people think Christmas Carol is a story about a guy who, when confronted with his own death, changes. And what actually happens in Christmas Carol is Scrooge, when confronted with the memory of his own former self, begins to change. So that by the time he gets to the future, he's already reformed and he can't possibly imagine that it's his name on the tombstone. And that's a really different story than what we think Christmas Carol is, which is you're going to die if you don't save that kid. And in fact, it's a story about returning to one's original self. At his very heart, Scrooge is an intensely imaginative person with a huge heart. Therefore, it's a story about a person with tremendous imagination being able to go to sleep one night, have an extraordinarily vivid dream, and wake up the morning transformed. Only extraordinarily imaginative and open-hearted people are capable of that kind of change. And that's, I think, what will be most surprising, I think, to both, most surprising to our actors and most surprising, I think, to our audience.
That was Kansas City Repertory Theater's artistic director, Eric Rosen, speaking with KCUR's Laura Spencer. A Christmas Carol runs through December 24th at the Spencer Theater on the UMKC campus.